because in my heart, I am an entertainer. And that kind of shit will not go down with me. But then I began to understand that people, when they come to see me, they're coming to see a comic. And so they expect the comic to be funny. And who can blame them for that? But I really am a different kind of a comic. A lot of the shit that comes out of my mouth isn't fucking funny. And yet, people laugh their tits off at it. So if you're sitting there and I say something that upsets you, disturbs you, irritates you, angers you, don't you dare, I mean don't you dare, get out of your seat and storm out of the room like some sissy fucking pansy. You sit there because I have just wasted some of my time with you explaining to you that I agree with you. Another way I could put this is that I was recently performing in Wendover, Nevada. I can tell by your stunned silence, you don't even know what I'm talking about. There really is a city, it's called Wendover. Yes, it's in Nevada. How did you miss it? And it takes an entertainer with a lot of courage to end up in Wendover. I like to perform in places that nobody in their right fucking mind would go to. And I love Wendover. And the reason you haven't heard of it is because it's a shithole. No, you know a place is a shithole when the people who live there have nicknamed the place. So you say, great to be in Wendover, and they go, no, Bendover. It's truly in one of my top three places to kill yourself. If you're thinking of suicide, you may want to hop about six planes to get there tomorrow. And what you will see is seven casinos, trailer parks as far as the eye can see. No foliage! No foliage anywhere! And you will take a good look around and realize that there's nothing to distract you from your mission. You'll hop right to it. Or it may work to your advantage. You'll take a look around and go, wow, I thought my life was shitty. Wendover is located right, and I mean right smack dab on the border of Utah. Now, why would they build seven casinos on the border of Utah? Who lives there? Mormons and people in the Witness Protection Program. So they built it so that Mormons could sneak in to gamble, and I saw them as night was falling, coming over the hills in their covered wagons. If you're looking for a newspaper that you can read every day and feel absolutely great when you finish it, it's the Wendover Times. It has no news. None. I don't even know why they call it a newspaper. It just should be called paper. Or El Papel, if you will. They had a picture of me on the front page, I guess to warn the good people of Wendover that a Jew had arrived in town. And so there might be sarcasm in the area. They said about my comedy that he is known for his comedy style, which often includes mental breakdowns.